NPR's Cokie Roberts joins me now. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
Last week, there was the first crack in the bipartisan congressional support for the war against terrorism. Several senators, including Majority Leader Tom Daschle, seemed ready for the first time to question the administration's actions.
And then, of course, we have had this weekend, as Tom Jelton has just told us, of fierce fighting. And they say that that shows that the war is in Afghanistan is certainly not over, that it's going maybe into its most difficult phase. And Senator Daschle says that we'll not be successful unless we get Osama bin Laden and Mullah Omar. Now, he's saying that even as the administration is preparing the next phase of the war, with troops in Yemen, talking about Georgia, the Philippines, this talk of troops going into Algeria, Colombia, and, of course, Iraq stays on the table. So Daschle is asking questions about what's the end game. He says Congress must be consulted. Now, that's something that we always hear from a Congress of the other party in the White House. But he says it's a lot of money that the president's asking for, $600 billion more over the next 10 years than he had originally asked for. And the chairman of the Appropriations Committee, Senator Byrd, says, I want to know what's happening here. I want to be consulted before I approve all this money. Senator Kerry, John Kerry of Massachusetts, who's running for president in New Hampshire this weekend, said that anybody trying to shield the president's policymakers from scrutiny under a, quote, false cloak of patriotism is doing a disservice to the troops in the field. Now, what he was referring to here was the somewhat remarkable Republican reaction to Daschle's comments last week.
Yeah, Trent Lott hammered him.
He did. He accused him of criticizing the president while the troops were in the field and causing the disunity in the country. The House Majority Whip, Tom DeLay, said that Daschle's comments were disgusting. By yesterday, Lott was toning down a little bit and said, well, what had upset him was the timing and tone of Daschle's comments. And he says that if there's a crack in support in this country, it will be used against the United States overseas. Look, Bob, what we're dealing with here is November 2002 upon us. And the Republicans are desperately hoping that they can somehow get some political advantage out of this war. They see the president with huge approval ratings, but they don't quite know how to use that in their own congressional campaigns. So they're busy trying to portray the Democrats as non-supportive of defense, something that has been a weakness for Democratic candidates in the past. In probably the toughest race in the country for the Senate in South Dakota, Tom Daschle's colleague, Tim Johnson, has had several Republican Party ads run against him, questioning his support of defense, bringing up votes that he took ages ago back in the House of Representatives. Johnson is countered by saying, look, my son is fighting in Afghanistan. And then he's been countered by his opponent saying, look, my father was a war hero. Everybody, the Republicans are just desperately trying to hold on to the president's coattails here.
Well, what do the Democrats see as their issue?
Well, they, of course, thought the economy would be their issue and that they would be going into this election with very high unemployment rates. That might still be true, but it's looking like the economy is getting better. So once again, they will bring out their tried and true Social Security. The Republicans are trying to keep that from happening, asking the president not to bring up a vote on privatization of Social Security before the election, trying to get their own bill where every Social Security recipient gets a certificate saying your benefits are secure. There are lots of problems in that legislation, and the Democrats are likely to stop it.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.